Doug Danger, he is the entertainment critic and entertainment writer for the Orange County Courier. The cast of Friends, the hit NBC television sitcom, is asking for en masse. Mike, is it en masse? Is it as a cast? They're asking for $1 million an episode. And we've got Doug on the line for a few minutes of the show here to talk about that. That kind of a surprise, Doug?
It's kind of an interesting thing that the cast members of Friends would ask for this film in that... A few weeks ago, David Schwimmer was interviewed by the BBC and said that that was completely concocted. He didn't know why people started stories like that and yada, 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 and all these things that they love to say. But no, it wasn't unexpected. Friends, I think, first of all, Phil, I'm going to come right out and say I think they deserve the money.
You do?
Yes, I do.
Who are the highest paid actors on TV right now?
I don't know. I think up until Seinfeld went off the air, probably the cast members of Seinfeld, members of Frasier, I think. I don't know how much money. You know what? I'll have to look that one up.
Craig, do you know how much Home Improvement guys?
Yeah, Tim Allen made a lot of money. Tim Allen, that I think his final deal was for around $1 million per episode. Also, Helen Hunt, as you know, Phil, held out for around $1 million or $2 million. An episode for Mad About You. So they do get it. I think in this case, Friends, the actors, whether it's Courteney Cox, Jennifer Aniston, Lisa Kudrow, Matt LeBlanc, Matthew Perry, whoever you want to mention, David Schwimmer, I think they are deserving of it because Friends has done so much, I think, for the aesthetics of America.
And now, that's interesting you say that. Why do you say that?
Well, I think the women are looking better now that they are losing weight and looking more like Courteney Cox. So many women want to lose weight and they want to have that Courteney Cox figure. And I think as a result of that, you see that, where you, when you walk down the street, you see that. You go, yeah, okay, I see it. I see the influence that Courteney Cox is having. The hair looks good. And why do you suppose that is? Because people are affecting that Jennifer Aniston, Matthew Perry thing. And I was going down the street the other day, I was in Newport Beach, and I'm looking at very slender women. I'm going, yeah, Courtney, you go, girl, you go. You know, you're having an influence. Jennifer Aniston, Matthew Perry. And the other thing, of course, David Schwimmer. And what can you say about his ripped body? He's got such a great physique. I think he is responsible. As you know, Phil, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and I have been out of the closet for 3 years now. And as a gay man and as a gay journalist, I have an understanding, I think, of the aesthetics, probably more of a sensitivity to the aesthetics. And David Schwimmer's ripped body is responsible for more gay men going back to the gym. And as a gay man and as a gay journalist, I can make that statement.
Well, wait a second. Are you saying David Schwimmer is gay, or are you...
Well, you know, I've never one to out anybody, and I don't have any information on it, but he does give off what I call a homosexual rhythm, which I think is very... He's a very talented guy. And,
Well, are you saying a lot of gay guys watch Friends and not that that's unusual, but they watch Friends for David Schwimmer?
I think it's well known in the gay community that he's the one that we all sort of enjoy watching. Not from a sexual standpoint necessarily, but we sort of want to be him a little bit. You know, he's effectively sort of covering his orientation, you know, he pretends like he's a heterosexual. He's very interesting, but he's got such a great body, and I know so many of my friends who've gone back to the gym and have started working out ever since they saw David Schwimmer. David Schwimmer, I can say, Phil, and I put this in one of my columns, is responsible for more homosexuals working out, just looking at him, than anybody else. And
boy, that is...
kind of surprising, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I'd say... I wouldn't know that.
But as a gay man, see, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, so I'm sensitive to this. And as a gay man and a gay journalist, I'm sensitive to this, and I think it's worth $1 million an episode. Without Friends on Thursday night, what's NBC got? I ask you that question, Phil.
Well, you're asking the wrong guy. Without Friends on Thursday, I don't know, they got ER.
That's right, that's all they got, ER. Without Friends on, Frasier's dead. Okay.
Do you really think so? I mean, that show is still very funny.
It's still very funny. It still wins a lot of awards. Nobody's watching it. Nobody really has the passion for it like they have for Friends. So Frasier's dead. It is dead. That show is dead. That thing's going to be off the air in 2 years. I don't even know what's on Thursday night other than Friends and ER. I forgot. Do you know?
Well, Mike, do you know what, Craig, what's on Thursday nights on NBC?
I totally. The only two shows I watch. See, TV actors, we watch them because they are our role models. We want to be them. And a perfect reflection of who we want to be is the television actor. And most women, if you look at Friends, most women would trade all they have to be Monica. And that's
the Courtney Cox character on Friends.
That is the Courtney Cox character. Most women would trade all they have. They would give up their homes. They would give up marriages if they could be Monica for a day, maybe two. Most men would give anything to be like Joey. Sexy, gets all the girls. Matt LeBlanc, I think, is, you know, we look at Matt LeBlanc and we go, that's the guy, you know, as a heterosexual. See, as a gay man, I look at David Schwimmer. But most of the straight guys, they look at Matt LeBlanc and they say, that guy's got it. Most gay men would love to be Ross, you know. And
okay, so, boy, that's a... We're talking, by the way, with Doug Danger of the Orange County Courier, 1-800-449-8686. So you're saying to me that you think David Schwimmer's gay?
Well, it says most women, the other thing, most women would give up their ability to bear children to be Monica for an afternoon. They would
give up their ability to bear children?
Just to be Courtney Cox, the character Monica, for one afternoon, absolutely. So that's really TV actors, not movie actors. TV actors are so much fun to be around as long as you respect their privacy. And I would suggest that you must respect their privacy because they are very private people.
Doug Danger with us, 1-800-449-8686, as we talk about television, and more specifically, Friends, which, as a TV show, as you know, is a tremendous success on NBC. And the actors, the ensemble cast, has asked for, per person, $1 million an episode, which is quite a nice chunk of change when you think of the 23 episodes a year. Good Lord, that's a lot. What are they making right now?
I think they're probably still making around $150,000 an episode. So they're I think the members probably close to $3 million a year, which is nothing to shake, you know, nothing to turn your nose up at. But by the same token, when you are responsible for, just look at the things they're responsible for: women getting slender, better looking hairdos, gay guys going to the gym. NBC's whole Thursday night, when you're responsible for all of that stuff, I think you deserve $1 million an episode. And I'm very hopeful that NBC realizes what they have and they give the members of the Friends cast $1 million an episode. Because I'll tell you something right now, they are worth every single dime.
Well, it's a great show, and it's certainly a program that has, it kicked off that whole Thursday night thing, didn't it? I mean, you had Frasier.
Well, at its height, you had Friends, you had Frasier, you had Seinfeld. Then, of course, you had a conglomeration of some real sad, sad stuff. I mean, who remembers Caroline in the City? Raise your hand if you remember Caroline in the City.
I do.
Did you watch it?
I did, yeah. I mean,
did you like it? See, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and I know when a show is going to be a bomb because I have a sensitivity about some of the rhythms. You know, I just feel a gay rhythm hits the air. When something's going to bomb, there's a gay rhythm in the air. And
there was a gay rhythm in the air when Caroline in the City went on?
That's right. And there was a real flaming gay rhythm in the air when Single Guy was on the air, because I never for once bought that guy.
Wow, Single Guy really sucked. Here is...
poor Ernest Borgnine.
No doubt about it. Here is Silver Lake on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't know what planet you guys live on that people are defining their lives by television characters. This is the most amazing comments I've ever heard in my life.
The planet Earth.
Why would anybody care what a fictional character
is? Well, why don't you go ask those people? I don't know why, ma'am, but that's
Well, you know,
case,
in my circle
okay?
of people, and there's plenty of us, We don't define who we are by what group of characters are doing or saying or how much they weigh or what their hair looks like.
Well, I don't know what group of people you're with. I mean, I'm just talking
about America. Really shallow people.
America, in other words, okay?
Not all of America.
And,
look around you at all the fat women. Come
you're
on.
Telling me,
if
you,
everybody
you're
was
telling
like
me
Monica, there wouldn't be all this problem with obesity.
So you know who Monica is?
I know who these characters are,
all right. So don't you want to be like her?
Absolutely not.
You don't want to be slender?
I am slender.
You want to be a beast?
I am not a beast, but
all
I
right,
don't
so you want to be like
my
Courtney
life
Cox.
Based on what someone on television looks like.
Most
I mean,
people
I know
think,
you're
well, I mean, it's very difficult.
I know some of what you say is meant for hyperbole.
No, ma'am, no, I'm being very, very honest when I say, I'm very honest when I say that television actors do reflect who we want to be, because they're in our homes every single solitary night. We turn them on. They make millions of dollars in advertising because so many millions of Americans are watching them, all right? Most women would give up their ability to have a child so they could be Lisa Kudrow for an afternoon. Now, you may not.
No, and
I your
think
friends,
that
and your
you're
group
not
of friends may not.
A woman caller in who's going to agree with you.
You want to know something, ma'am? You may be right, but that doesn't mean they're not out there. They just don't have the guts to admit it. Now, I will tell you that I've been around a lot of gay men. You know who David Schwimmer is?
I know who the actor is, yes.
Okay, you've seen him, right?
Yeah.
You be honest with me. Does he look roaring fag or not?
Oh, come on, Doug. Don't be...
No, I'm asking the lady.
You know,
it's very cruel
know.
To put it
I
that
would
way.
Know. I really didn't think
he's,
about it much one way or another.
He's screaming at you. If you don't model your life after Friends characters, then you deserve to live with Art Bell in his bomb shelter, completely removed from society.
I think of Leo DiCaprio as a gay man, not David Schwimmer. I mean, that little boy look.
You're telling me that you don't model your life after television stars?
Absolutely not.
God, do I feel sorry for you. Oh, ha, 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 ha. So what do you have to live for?
The rest of my life.
Hey, let me ask the lady, do you watch television, ma'am?
Not much, no.
Okay. What?
Because of people like this guy.
No. Because of people like me?
Yeah.
You are in the minority. You're aware of that.
I know that. I'm aware of that.
All right. Then why are you asking these questions?
Well, let me ask the lady. What is your favorite TV show, if you have one? I mean, you can think of one that you like.
It was Sopranos. It was Sopranos when it was on.
Okay, Sopranos. There's a good one. There's a good one right there. Okay?
They're all fat on Sopranos. I'd like
no, they're not. No, they're not. They got some nice... You'll never be anything if you don't follow the Friends example, okay? Nothing. You'll be nothing.
I'm willing to give up.
You know what I hate having... Are you straight?
Yes.
Yeah, I hate having a straight woman laugh at me. God damn it. Shut up.
It happens, man.
Shut up. God, you know, your laugh is irritating as hell. Anybody ever tell you that? No, seriously, if anybody ever tell you that, your laugh is irritating.
Only female-hating gay men like you.
Oh, now I'm female-hating.
Obviously. I mean, I can't
stop it.
Seriously, I can't
stop
you say
it
seriously. Would
it?
Why would anybody take what you say seriously?
Because I'm being very serious.
Oh, shit.
And I'll tell you something else. Monica would never laugh like that.
Okay, but the point is...
No, I don't... Don't interrupt, Phil. Don't laugh at me. Don't laugh at me.
Okay. She's laughing at you. What can I say? Thank you very much, man, for your call.
God, it just irritates me when that happens.
Oh, you don't hate women, do you?
No, I don't hate women. I don't like some lesbians I can't stand, but mostly...
Okay, I got it. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier is with us. He believes the cast of Friends deserves $1 million a year because the cast of Friends, after all, is the very reflection of who we want to be as Americans. We want to be skinny like Monica. We want to be ripped if we're a gay man like David Schwimmer. And you're not saying that David Schwimmer's gay, are you?
No, I'm not. I don't have any information, but I mean, the guy just... He's giving that rhythm off. It's there's definite air waves. The air is different. It's something about David Schwimmer. When he's around, the air changes.
The air changes?
Yeah, and it's just...
Here is Largo on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
I wish I could explain it. I can't.
Largo, hello.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
I wanted to say that the show Friends, with the characters the way they look, is really battling the self-esteem of, you know, of young people.
It's what?
It's battling the self-esteem of a lot of young people. Unfortunately... I'm sorry?
How does Friends battle the self-esteem of young people?
A lot of young people do not, they don't have good self-esteem about themselves.
Yeah.
So they look at people like Monica.
She's beautiful, isn't she? She's skinny, you know.
she's skinny, and in her own way, she is beautiful, but so are people who are 10 pounds heavier. So
you know, here's the thing. The best thing about Monica is probably the best thing about being a girl, and that's to be skinny.
You know, I'm fairly... I'm not heavy. I'm 5'6". I'm 5'2".
It's going to get bigger. By the end of our conversation, you'll have gone up two sizes, right? No, I'm just kidding. I mean, okay, go ahead. Finish your point.
Anyway, so the self-esteem is being affected by a lot of the, you know, by the way these people look.
Do you think the air changes when David Schwimmer enters the room?
I think that he is very attractive.
Yeah, he's very gay.